Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome to the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. We have a theme that I noticed as I went back and looked at some of our previous episodes. There's a theme that shows up in a lot of the topics we talk about. And so I thought, you know, this would be a really good topic for us to just zero in on. And that's that idea of an abundance mindset versus a scarcity mindset. In fact, it's so important to you. You have a keynote address that you do just on the abundance mindset. So let's start off with, why don't you talk a little bit about what is the difference between somebody looking at the world abundantly or looking at the world with scarcity?
It may be a trite analogy, but it's the half empty, half full glass. Mm-hmm. I have found maybe someone's, you know, had a little rough adversity growing up and, you know, money wasn't available, food wasn't available, parents weren't available, you know, and I think that does develop that person to feel like, hey, limited, minimal resources. But I think a lot of it where God wants to touch us as leaders is our circumstance isn't his.
Yes.
And so we can convert from a half empty glass to a half full glass just by reading the word. I think being around people who are positive, they're accelerators of people, they're impactors of people, or that's what we need to be. And our glass seems to go half full when we do it.
Now, I don't want you to give your full keynote address, but give us the highlights. So these are like both for-profit and nonprofit businesses. Why are they asking you to come in to talk about abundance? What are you bringing to the group at that time that's causing the light bulbs to go off? Why do they need to hear this?
Well, and at any level, I mean, you consult some great organizations in your career, still do. I think for us, when we're either in sales or leadership or consulting, sales and leadership, whatever those are, industry-wise, the ultimate goal is you want someone to be positive, because if you're a customer and you kind of feel you're talking to someone that's a little Eeyore-like, you know, from Winnie the Pooh, you're like, I don't think they're going to come up with solutions for me.
Right.
And I think that's part of it is solution-minded. I think you had this, Craig, this is not me, but you had a sign that said, if you come to my office with a problem, think about a couple solutions before we sit down.
Yep.
And I think that's abundance mindset. So if you watch sports, take other than like individual sports like swimming or something where you really can't see them, where you have a sport where maybe adversity happens and at halftime you make adjustments. A scarcity coach in a sport probably won't make the right adjustments because they're working with just a small bag of tools and experiences. Mm-hmm. The abundance is like, I don't know, let's try this. And there's a little bit of safety in the dare in the abundance, like we got a lot of options. I think that's part of where I wish an organization or a team, leadership team or a sales force, get together and say, let's be abundant together versus take from your silo, you know, oh, I'm gonna remove this from your resource tool. And I think that really loosens up an organization to be free to try things, dare, make a mistake, and just chart it down as we tried. Scarcity is almost fear-based. Mm-hmm. They just don't dare. And I think a really progressive, a really vital or a vitality in an organization, you kind of feel it, they have abundance in their mindset, or you challenge them to be.
So do you, I don't know if you know this or not, but like for the people that invite you to come in to do the keynotes, is it, because the leader is saying, I see a little bit of abundance and I want it to be more, or is it more of they're saying, I see a really scarcity mentality already in the organization and I need somebody to help open their eyes to
it? The second one.
Yep.
The second one. So oftentimes, if a leader is an abundant leader, they're doing some of the right things. They could, you know, benefit from having you or me come in.
Sure.
But I think when someone sees the scarcity, the half empty, the maybe discouraged team, Salesforce, whatever it is, they're like, okay, this is not going to be sustainable, mm-hmm. and not a thriving company, mm-hmm. at some point. what I've learned at some points is there's usually one scarcity person that sort of changes the Kool-Aid.
Absolutely.
So, want to speak to that?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't take much. You know, the one person, because the one, you, to use your Eeyore thing, you only need one Eeyore, scarcity person, and it pulls everybody down around them because they're like, I don't even know how to respond to what you just said. And you know, like I've used this analogy before, that if I'm standing up on the table and somebody's down on the floor, it's a lot easier for them to pull me down than it is for me to pull them up. I'm probably not going to be able to pull them up to the table, but they could probably pull me down. And because there's a gravity that's working. And I think that's the natural pull of people to say, there's just not enough here. Woe is me. Yep. And that scarcity mindset comes in.
I think the half empty glass, half full glass is kind of a picture of it. Another terminology we can play with here back and forth is positivity, negativity. Mm-hmm. It seems, well, you can take marketing, advertising. If someone says, if someone has a poor experience, they'll tell 10 people as a number, just whatever it is. It could be wrong, but that's the analogy. If it's a great experience, they may tell one.
Right.
So our humanity is what we're fighting with this mindset.
Absolutely.
So it's an abundance or growth mindset versus a scarcity or settle mindset. And it's tough as a leader when you feel your team settling to just have your energy to say, okay, we're gonna move them.
We need,
and that's where you and I can help is help an organization, a team, point out those things. Once in a while, you have to point out some tough things.
Yeah,
but that's harder for the internal person to see and deliver it. Much easier for you and me on the outside. If we care about the leader and their company or organization, nonprofit or for profit, we might deliver a little harder news, but we were able to see it.
Yes,
I think. It's harder when you're in it, you know, as a leader. But yeah, the abundance is, it's attractive though. And that's the part that I think the leaders need to be encouraged to are, you know, watching today.
It's an empowering too when you.
Like, you know, someone, hey, boss, you don't want to believe what I just did. Did you try something? It worked.
Yeah.
And it snowballs.
Yep.
If you're a heavy-handed scarcity boss leader, that's not together. The person's not going to come back and ask, what do you think? I made a mistake, but I tried.
Right.
Well, don't do that against a waste of resources.
Right.
Well, then I won't try anything.
Exactly.
So I think the abundance mindset, and we've talked about it in, you know, in church circles, is God really short of resources or aren't they all his?
Right.
It's just how we let him use it.
Right.
Because, you know, he gives us a little ownership, but ultimately it's his, whether it's money or time or talents and relationships, network. But it's important for us leaders.
Absolutely. You've probably experienced this. In fact, I've experienced this so many times that I actually tell people up front, when I come as a consultant, I will say, there's going to be a point in our relationship where you're not going to like me.
Right.
Because I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep challenging. And the one thing that I usually have to push back on the most is it's a very subtle scarcity thought is when people are looking at, they say, okay, well, here's a change we need to make in the organization. And we can either do it this way or we can do it this way. And I say, really? There's only two options? You only have two things that you can do? Either, you know, and sometimes it's either we can stick with what we've been doing and just and kind of grin and bear it, or we can make a change. There is more than two options available to you.
And I've learned, Craig, the hard way, unfortunately. Like I've told you, I could maybe write a book on business success. I could write three books on, you know, failure. I think the change is more than one option.
Absolutely.
So you need people around the table to think a little different, but not be scarcity or downers.
Yep.
You know, change agents is kind of what I've looked for. You know, when you meet with a business or an organization, I'll ask one of the leaders, is there like a... someone in the troops that's sort of your change agent. They can be your spokesperson. Mm-hmm. And almost all of them can pick out at least one.
Yep, absolutely.
And you need them to be on board if you're going to go from, this is how we've always done it, but it's not going to work, to change. Well, change how, what, where. I think those change agents are really valuable, and they're your next leaders.
Yep.
Because people are listening to them. They're watching them.
And listen, this is what I would share with you leaders. You might have a team that you normally meet with. Maybe it's the head of your different departments, and you say, kind of, this is my leadership team. That may not be the team that is going to unleash creativity and abundance in your organization. You want to, like Greg said, you want to identify some of these people that you see in their life. You see an abundance mindset already. You see that enthusiasm. Make a separate team to start saying, hey, let's generate some ideas. Let's brainstorm, or I love your word, let's heartstorm a little bit here. Get a dry erase board, get some big pads of paper. There are no wrong answers in that brainstorming session, that heartstorming. That's the abundance part. Let's get out as many thoughts as we can, and then we'll slowly start evaluating them. But don't just say, okay, well, this is the team I'm stuck with. No, make another team, and you might even have to go outside your organization to make a team.
And I think there is where, and I know the word's kind of misdefined, a consultant really is a business advisor.
Yes.
I met a gentleman through a really cool organization, and his term was, I'm a business pastor.
Hmm.
He's not a pastor.
Right.
But he has a pastor's heart. But he's a very good business guy. And he meets with business people, and he pastors, he advises. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the role we enjoy, is not that we know how to run a big printing company or a car dealership, but there's principles, there's keys to whatever the industry is. So I think the abundance part, you know, there's a reason why scarcity is so easy. I wrote down a few of them just that came to mind because I've seen them.
Yep.
You know, negativity is just the devil's trap. Fear of, you know, being misunderstood, it not working, you know, losing the job because you tried something, you know. I think self-doubt, you know, is, well, I got beat up in my last job for trying. I'll let someone else take the bullet.
Right, absolutely.
So they settle, or they keep their talents on the sidelines, you know. So as leaders, we got to encourage them. Join the huddle. Give your all. And that's kind of how people are found for promotions and so forth, and certainly fulfilling for them. I think lack of faith, you know, like, example, God's abundance, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do this month. I'm short of money. You know, God's just not blessing me, or whatever their excuse is. And I think that lack of faith is a biggie.
Absolutely.
Like believing, you know.
Yep.
And I think probably the last one is discouragement, you know, where maybe you bring up something on that easel and there's a few, you know, chuckles about that idea and you're like, I am not grabbing that marker again and going up to that board because I heard two of my cohorts, you know, snickering about me.
Yep.
So we have to eliminate that because that produces scarcity to me, and it really takes away from abundance. And it is a mindset. I think it starts in the heart and it comes out our thoughts and our actions. So as we consult and coach people, it's, you know, get this right. So what's in here comes out right, and then what we do or say comes out right.
Yep.
Not perfect.
Yep.
But I think the abundance piece, it's so attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking someone unrealistic, but granted, you have to put your red fireman's hat on at times and put the fire out. I get it.
Right.
But it doesn't mean it's done. It just means we stop the fire.
Right.
Thoughts on maybe the positivity of people. Where did it go, and how can we get it back, and how do we get people to be positive?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think one of the things is if I'm going to start, let me look at it from three different levels. The senior most leader, the point leader, if you have the mentality of it's my way or the highway, that's right there. You're squelching all creativity, because I can promise you, I'm saying this to the camera, but I'd say this to you if you and I were face-to-face. You don't have all the answers. We don't have all the answers. You want to try to get as many people together as you can. And if you come into your organization and say, this is the way to do it, I'm the only one who knows how to do it, and if you don't do it my way, you're doing it wrong, you're squelching all abundance that's there. I would say to you as well, if you're on a level where maybe you're not a senior leader, but you're kind of in that secondary level where you're in direct talking to the senior leader, questions are really good to ask to open up the door. Well, what would it look like if we did this? Not saying that we need to, but could we just explore what would be the possibility, or what would be the worst thing that could happen, or what's something good that might come? Just start asking those questions. A book that I think that really helped me with that is John Maxwell's got a book called The 360 Degree Leader. Yeah. And he talks about leading up, leading across, and leading down. And you know, wherever we are, we're leading in all those directions. But I would say, regardless of where you are too, one of the things that I know is constantly negative is the media. Because it used to be an old axiom with when you just had print, you know, like the newspapers are the big one, is the thing was, if it bleeds, it leads. So, and think about that. What's the first story that pops up in your news feed or on the evening broadcast? It's never good news. It's bad news. People want to just, they sell the bad news. And you got to remember that somebody has made that choice on purpose. And so I'm not saying stop listening to the news or stop reading things.
I am.
But be aware. Be careful. Yeah,
be
aware that when, okay, listen, there were some good things that happened today. There were more good things. Like, for instance, if they have a story about a plane that crashed, just remember there were thousands of planes that successfully took off, flew, and landed in the right spot. Thousands. And they picked one that didn't work. So that in itself becomes a scarcity mindset, because they're saying, let's find the one bad thing and just make that the major topic. So be aware that your mind is being influenced that way all the time, to think in scarcity terms, if you're not self-aware to step back and look at that.
I like the word balance when it comes to this mindset, because you can't be so negative it works, and you can't be out of touch.
Right.
You know, that
there are no problems. Everything's wonderful.
It's this, right, unicorn world.
Yeah.
I think the balance is that we'll have some problems that maybe have a scarcity element to it. Did scarcity mindset contribute to the problem? Is that why the customer's upset? Or did we bring this to the problem and we created it because we have scarcity or we settle?
Good thought.
So that's a challenge, I think, for us as leaders and organizations. I think my answer to, most people who would ask, how do I get a better mindset, abundance mindset? I think, more positive things we ingest.
Yes.
The Bible, maybe a devotional, maybe it's a light,
positive friends.
A light story. But I think the key one is who you hang around.
Yes.
Who you hang around. And if they bring you down, I'm not talking, life can't have sad moments or difficult moments, but if your group is a bunch of Eeyores, you'll have a heck of a time.
Oh yeah.
Finding that abundance place.
You walk away from that just like exhausted. Totally defeated. Yeah. Defeated.
And I think the other part is, wasting time. Could be the media, could be, I'm not talking about like if someone enjoys taking a walk in nature and taking pictures. That's not a waste of time. That's excellent. Because you take in, wow, the creator of all this, amazing.
Yep.
So you need to get out of that, the influence of people who maybe aren't looking to get there. And I think as we put together leadership teams, that's where you find some leaders get tired because their team, their division, their department has got more scarcity. And I think that's the tough one. I think boundaries, we've spoken about that in a past episode. You kind of led that one, how important that is. And yes. I think boundaries for the mindset is key. Like, do I think God's running out of resources?
Right.
I haven't read anything good about it. So what boundary do I need to protect myself so it's not the one airplane crash and you're like, oh, I don't want to fly anymore. There are 10,000 planes that landed safely today.
Yeah.
But they pick one, because it's the fear stuff. Right. So I think that's probably my biggest one, is maybe the fear and the negativity regarding us. And I think it's very tough because we have to kind of put a blind eye to it.
Absolutely.
You spoke of media, but anyway, who hasn't gone to the barbershop or, the neighborhood association and someone's always complaining about, oh, their flowers by the mailbox don't match. I'm just glad they have flowers. Really, I am.
Exactly.
Versus plastic ones.
Yeah.
So how would you kind of wrap up the abundance piece? You've seen a lot where people are, kind of choking the organization. Mm-hmm. Like, I look at all these people that report to me, or look, my division is the most profitable. Yeah. What would you say to leaders?
Well, those are the ones where I say to leaders, again, like I said before, I mean, you don't have it all. You're not the be all end all. So get over yourself. It's not going to rise and fall entirely on you. You need other people. But listen, honestly, and again, I would say this, even if he wasn't sitting here, if you want to have for your organization just an excellent presentation, keynote address, get a hold of Greg for his Abundance Mindset keynote address. And here's how you can do that. If you want to go to MaximizeLeadership.com, we have a tab on there that is about our coaching huddles, but you can just go ahead. There's a form on there. You can just even fill it out and say, my organization, I think, would benefit from this keynote address, and then we'll get back to you and we can work out details. That's also a place where if you're interested in having us as either consulting with you individually or maybe coming into your for-profit or nonprofit organization and help you evaluate some things, help you infuse some abundance thinking there, we'd be glad to be able to do that. So fill out that form on MaximizeLeadership.com. On Twitter or down below in the comments, Twitter, we're at Maximize Podcast. Give us your ideas, your suggestions. Say, you know what, why don't you talk a little bit about this topic, or here's something that we think would be interesting, and we'll talk about it in kind of the general terms here. We'd love to be able to have that feedback from you and suggestions from you as well. So get in touch with us. We love dialoguing with you. We love presenting this material. You tell us what you want us to talk about. We'll be happy to do it. And then also make sure that you subscribe on YouTube, click the bell so you're notified every time a new episode of the Craig and Greg Show drops. We'll talk to you soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of the Craig and Greg Show.